A good reporter is insatiably curious and won't take no for an answer and doesn't tolerate bullshit very well.
Bryce Abel began his career on local Oregon TV, reviewing movies. He ended up creating five of his own primetime series and running the Emmys. First LA correspondent for CNN, award-winning PBS investigative reporter, Writers Guild winner, and during his entire career, the UFO subject kept finding him. He's the co-author of 80 After Disclosure with Richard Dolan, and the co-host of iHeart's new investigative podcast, Sound, Light, and Frequency, which asks whether the U.S. government has been running a slow drip disclosure campaign through Hollywood for over 70 years. Bryce, welcome to The Basement.
I went to school at the University of Oregon, and I went to journalism school. Then I got hired at the TV station. Okay, so I became an anchor reporter and then came to L.A. as the first CNN correspondent there. And I ended up at PBS in Los Angeles working on an investigative news magazine called Newsbeat, the McMinnville UFO photos. Remember those?
Sure.
From 1950, there's two of them, and the Trents from McMinnville, Oregon, they're either true or they're not. They're either a hubcap suspended or they're actually a flying saucer that's better than anything the government's been releasing right now,
right,
where you're actually looking at it. And there aren't a lot of ways to fake those flying saucers in those photos. Wrote a script called ENG, which stands for Electronic News Gathering. That got me an agent. It got sold. They made 102 episodes of it up in Canada. And I just thought, well, you know what? As long as people keep paying me to do this, I'm going to keep doing this. My partner, Brent Friedman, and I had created Dark Skies. While we're shooting, I get a postcard in the mail. On one side is the cover of a science fiction book, but on the other side, and it says, "We are watching you."
No kidding.
In the fall, when the show is coming out, we're having a party at my house. And this guy introduces himself. I don't know who he is. He's the only guy in a party of 200 people. I don't know who he is. He says, "Listen, the people I work for have sent me here to tell you that you've done a really great job." And he says, "Oh, well, you know, you got a lot of things right."
In the pilot?
Yeah.
Which has aired yet?
No. And we've read your other scripts.
We?
Yeah.
Okay. And we've read the other scripts.
Yeah, the ones that we're working on. They've had access. And he says he's from the Office of Naval Intelligence. He's writing something. And then he folds it in half and he hands it to us. And he goes, "You know, you may want to put this in a safety deposit box or something. Maybe if we don't make a deal 10 or 15 years from now, maybe you'll look it up and you'll see we were on the level." It kind of looked like an equation with symbols in it. We say to him, "What is it?" And the guy goes, "Secrets of the universe, sound, light, and frequency." I feel all of us who have been impacted in the phenomenon have an obligation to bear witness to our piece of it. And if enough of us bear witness to our pieces, we assemble a mosaic,
yes,
of contact and disclosure. By virtue of telling the story to you and for Brent and I to be telling it in our own words, what we're really saying to people is, hey, if you got a story like that, here's a safe place to tell it. You know, 80 years is plenty. The people do have a right to know, good, bad, or indifferent. So I'm in favor of tell me. You know, let me decide if I can handle it or not.